If you enjoyed podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Nurse Wellness Podcast, hosted by Wendy Garvin Mayo, focuses on the power of stress management and how it's foundational to being your best, doing your best, and giving your best. There's a wonderful episode that you should check out called Letting Go, where Wendy Garvin Mayo shares 6 strategies to release control and manage stress effectively. Check out Nurse Wellness Podcast on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.
I'm Dr. Tara, and this is Hopeful Hints, a podcast where you'll receive quick, hopeful hints on all things women's health and infertility. Here, you will find education, inspiration, and most importantly, find peace and empowerment as you walk through the next steps in your healthcare journey. Welcome to Hopeful Hints. I'm your host, Dr. Tara, and today we are talking about the power of you creating your own healthcare team and why you should have a multidisciplinary team. So let's begin. When it comes to our overall health and well-being, both physical and mental health go hand in hand. And as women, I want to just say how crucial it is to prioritize our health, but also our unique healthcare needs and ensure that we have comprehensive care. Many of my patients and many of you probably are already doing this on your own. You went out of your way to already do this. It might be something like you have a chiropractor, a primary care provider, an OBGYN, and then maybe you're even doing acupuncture. That is exactly what a multidisciplinary team looks like. You are seeing multiple people to address one or more of your healthcare needs. And while visiting a single healthcare provider for all of our medical concerns may seem convenient, I have to say that relying on a multidisciplinary healthcare team has many advantages. And we really just at times, and almost always, I'll just say that, cannot rely on one person. So today we're going to look at the benefits of creating a team. So let's begin. Why should we not rely on one provider? So again, while having a primary healthcare provider is essential just for your general management of health, they may not possess the special knowledge or continuing education in all areas, especially in women's health. It's hard to keep up with things. Healthcare in general is changing rapidly, let alone women's healthcare. So relying on one provider can really limit the care you receive. And that's not a bad thing. At times, I find my patients are very hesitant or scared, and sometimes it's coming from a healthcare provider telling them to not see other providers, which is ethically wrong on so many levels, but we won't go there today. But I just need to say again, a single provider may not adequately address all of your needs. They don't have the time, the space, they're not up to date with things, or they just don't have access to additional testing, thought processes. Perhaps it's even something as simple as you want to talk about supplements. Many providers don't touch them. They don't deal with them. They don't believe in them. But if that's something that you want, you should be able to seek an additional person to your healthcare team to help bring that into your plan. One of the advantages of not relying on a single healthcare provider is the freedom for you to choose specialists and professionals who align with your needs and your values. And that can change. This changes over time. It allows you to build a team of experts who can address what you're needing to be taken care of. You may opt to consult with an OBGYN for perinatal care, a mental health professional for emotional well-being, a nutritionist for dietary guidance, and a provider who truly specializes in hormones to help you fine-tune or look at other options if you are not feeling balanced. By handpicking your healthcare providers, you ensure that each aspect of your well-being receives the attention it deserves. What does it look like to assemble this healthcare team? So this overall fosters a collaborative and integrative approach to your women's healthcare. Each provider is allowed to bring their unique expertise and perspective into your plan. And that allows for a better understanding for you of your health and well-being. This collaborative effort allows for a more accurate diagnosis, better understanding of underlying causes of your health concerns, and gives you a broader range of treatment options. Simply put, it gives you options. You get to choose. You're in charge. for what feels best for you. Women's health concerns often have a profound impact on mental well-being. And from hormonal imbalances to pregnancy-related challenges, these issues can lead to anxiety, depression, and emotional distress. You also might just simply feel gaslit. You don't feel heard, and you don't have hope anymore. You think that this is just all in your head, or this will never get fixed, or this is just how you have to live. And that's not true. I want to empower you today that by having a healthcare team, you can fine-tune the concerns you still have, especially mental health professionals. If you can gain access to these specialized individuals, it really will help with this during your time of intervention changes. These individuals can offer counseling, therapy, and evidence-based treatments that address the psychological aspects of your health concerns and help foster your emotional well-being. One of the key benefits of a healthcare team is the continuity of care provides. And by having multiple providers collaborating and communicating with one another versus telling you not to go see other people, but finding providers who are aligned and believe in a team approach, you can ensure a seamless healthcare journey. It reduces the risk of fragmented care, misdiagnoses, or conflicting treatment plans. The team can also adapt and adjust your healthcare plan as needed and help make changes based on your personal needs. Creating this healthcare team will also encourage your ability to receive patient education and empowerment. Each provider is allowed to put their insight and guidance in and provide you with resources in their area. You then become an active participant in your healthcare journey by understanding your conditions, your treatment options, and what strategies are available for your plan moving forward. When you have this type of knowledge, it really empowers you to make informed decisions, but most importantly, take ownership and control of your well-being. Again, I'm going to say a red flag to healthcare is if a doctor tells you that you should not be seeing other providers. They should not be in control of you in such a way that is gaslighting. Relying on a single healthcare provider, again, for all of your different healthcare needs really can limit your ability to receive well-rounded care. Assembling a multidisciplinary healthcare team offers numerous advantages, including receiving different expertise. And if you would like, it allows for an holistic approach to your healthcare as well. You get individual treatment plans. You can get a variety of mental health support, continuity of care. But most importantly, you are empowered and able to have hope again if you have underlying symptoms or conditions that are not being improved or treated right. By creating your own healthcare dream team, you can nurture your physical and mental well-being while receiving high-quality healthcare. I hope today's episode really empowered you to take back control of your healthcare and just assure you and reinforce that you should always be in control of your healthcare. You should feel heard. And if you're not, it's time to seek a different opinion and grow that healthcare team. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. If you enjoyed today's show, please head over and hit subscribe or leave a review for Hopeful Hints and Infertility Podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you back here next week, Tuesday.
If you enjoyed podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Nurse Wellness Podcast, hosted by Wendy Garvin Mayo, focuses on the power of stress management and how it's foundational to being your best, doing your best, and giving your best. There's a wonderful episode that you should check out called Letting Go, where Wendy Garvin Mayo shares 6 strategies to release control and manage stress effectively. Check out Nurse Wellness Podcast on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.